My name is Richard Fitch, and I manage the live interpretation for Historic Royal Palaces within the kitchens at Hampton Court.
Okay, so the project that I've just looked at, how long has it been in the making?
In the making, the total length's been about a year of planning and in-depth research, and then a month of closure and installation.
And why was the decision taken to redo the kitchens?
The previous interpretation that was in the kitchens was put in place late 2005, 2006, so it's had over a decade of use, and information and interpretation styles have changed over that time.
Now, it's a lot more interactive, isn't it? You've got the sound, you've got the touching and the visuals. I'm guessing that was at the forefront of your minds when you went to redesign it.
Very much so. Our visitors expect now a more interactive experience from a heritage site, and the kitchens is the ideal place to put that. It's a sensory, tactile environment, so we should replicate that as best we can.
We go in there and we think this is how the kitchen actually was, but how do we know that's how it was?
How do we know? That's one of those $64,000 questions. It's just a lot of hard work, a lot of research, archive time, and experience. The kitchens have been interpreted at Hampton Court since the early 1990s, and so over that time we've had plenty of opportunity to research spaces, techniques, equipment that was required and used in the 16th century.
Did anything surprise you while you were doing the project?
Not really, no, which sounds a little bit arrogant, I suppose. It was exactly as we planned. From a personal point of view, I think the most surprising thing is how people have reacted to it, and they've been ridiculously positive, including staff and colleagues who are dyed in the wool. They very much have come up to us on a regular basis, daily, to say how much they enjoy it and how much people are transformed by their visit.
And explain a little bit about the kitchens, how they were used in King Henry VIII's time.
So the kitchens, which isn't the best way to describe them, the kitchen in the 16th century was a specific department for roasting beef. But what we now think of as the kitchens covered around a quarter of the ground area of the palace. It was staffed by about 200 people and they cooked for the court. The court consisted of 400 to 450 members of staff, including the 200 people in the kitchens, and their job was to provide them two meals every day. It'd be much more like a modern factory, so goods and services being taken out of stores in the right quantities at the right time, rather than being left there open for people to access. But you have to remember that Hampton Court has changed physically a lot in 500 years, and what were storerooms and our offices. And so we've provided a display based on best practice, best interpretive practice, and also to give people a really good sensory experience. There's no point in saying, well, it's locked in that room there until I need it in 2 hours, if we can show people it.
And it worked like a business, didn't it? Because you had the accountants and people totting up what's come in and what's gone out. That was really important, wasn't it?
Yes, the court is no different to any multinational corporation today. Its difference being it happens to have the king as the head. And that confuses us today. We think of Henry VIII as a bluff, fat man who executed two wives, but he was no different to any other king. He just happened to survive through marriages longer than others. And he's the head of the government, and the court is that government.
And Henry did like his food, though, didn't he?
Well, we like to think he did, but it's no different really to finding a menu from a restaurant today and basing your presumptions on, this is a menu and I found what Richard eats all day. Well, I know I've chosen from that menu, and we know that the menus that survive for Henry don't tell us the food he ate, they tell us the food he could choose from, but we don't know what he chose from that.
So what do we think was his favourites or one of his favourites?
Well, we have letters and descriptions from ambassadors that say he enjoyed apricots and strawberries, but you've got to look at the other side of that evidence. If someone sees you eating a hamburger, for example, and you're enjoying it or you're not enjoying it, and then they say, well, you enjoy hamburgers. Well, that's just that one occasion. So whether he actually enjoyed apricots and strawberries all the time is anyone's guess, really.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much for that. That was great.
It's okay.